Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtues of Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram. This is a month in which Imam Husayn alayhi salam and his faithful companions and some of his family members were martyred on the plains of Karbala at the hands of the army of the oppressive tyrant, Yazid. And we would like to offer our esteemed listeners condolences on this most solemn and grave occasion. As you know, Imam Husayn alayhi salam was the third Imam of the family of the household of the Prophet alayhi salam, and he was, has a lot of virtues have been narrated from him and about his virtues and his noble character. In one hadith, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, who was his son, said the following: I heard Husayn alayhi salam say the following: if a man were to insult me in this ear, and the Imam, he pointed to his right ear, and excuse himself to me in the other, and he pointed, meaning the other ear, I would accept that excuse from him. Right? And if somebody came and, he insulted me, and then right after that he said sorry to me, I would accept it. Then Imam Husayn alayhi salam said the following, and that is because the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib, narrated to me that he heard my grandfather. So this is a hadith that Imam Husayn narrates from Imam Ali alayhi salam, who narrated it from the Prophet Muhammad himself. The Prophet said the following. He said, the one who does not accept the excuse of someone, be he right or wrong, somebody has, wronged you, has insulted you, has something, to hurt you. Now, regardless of whether that person said something that hurt you, but he was right in his, what he said about you, or he was wrong about it, nevertheless, if the person does not accept the excuse of that person, the Prophet said, he will not arrive at the heavenly waters. Meaning, this is inexcusable for him to do such a thing. If this person asks for forgiveness, then you should, accept his forgiveness and, you should accept his, when he says sorry to you. This is one of the virtues of his forgiveness of Imam Husayn alayhi salam. One of the great virtues of the Imam, his benevolence and his compassion. And it behooves us to adopt this virtue within ourselves, this virtue of the Imam and this characteristic of the Imam, and try and make an attempt to be like him, at least to the extent that we possibly can. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at one of the virtues of Imam Husayn alayhi salam in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma محمد وآل محمد.